What's up, gents? My name is Nathaniel.
My name is Max.
I'm Gabe.
And welcome to Hawk Talks, Arts and Entertainment Podcast. So, to get started, we've been on kind of a hiatus for the past couple of weeks.
We've been finding ourselves.
You know, yeah, in the Himalayan mountains and, you know, doing some spiritual exercises.
I traveled through hell and purgatory and heaven and came back.
Yeah.
Without a woman.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's too bad.
So, we're just going to get right into it. So, we've only got a couple of events, and an FYI, we're going to cover the next couple of weeks just because of winter break coming up.
To the break.
Yes, this is our
best
of break podcast. Yes.
Never.
And there really aren't that many events going on of notable, you know, whatever, but
well,
that are very notable. But for one, the Fez, a very popular Steely Dan cover band, will be playing a New Year's Eve show at the Englert. Our very own friend Will Lubaroff, who does the This City Life and Song of the City podcast. His dad is the saxophone player for the Fez, and he is awesome.
It's an awesome band.
Yeah,
they should all check it out.
A group of really talented musicians. So
and if you haven't heard Steely Dan, they're the best introduction you can have.
Yeah,
totally.
For sure. Other events at the Englert, they're also going to be showing Home Alone on December 22nd at 3 p.m., so bring your kids, you know.
Or don't, or see it alone.
Or just go alone.
I see what you did there.
If you're 45 years old, that's a great place to meet women.
You
want to see Home Alone at the Englert?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I agree with that completely. Then, moving on.
Anyway.
Music, Gabe?
Let's take a moment of silence to remember... Thanks, Nat.
Sorry.
This is serious.
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. To remember Jenny Rivera, she was a Mexican singer-songwriter,
And she passed away last week.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So her album is La Misma Gran Señora, Sonora?
Señora.
Señora.
That was her most popular song, and it's kind of a best-of compilation album.
Right.
Tribute. So, yeah.
Sort of deal. Check
it out.
Net.
Yo, my main man, my main home dizzle, T.I., he come out with the new album. It's called Trouble Man. Heavy in the head.
Heavy is the head.
I don't understand.
T.I. is my
means.
Main thug, so check that out.
Did he make two albums?
No, it's just like
Trouble Man colon heavy in the head?
Yeah.
Semicolon, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's a colon.
Okay.
Get your grammar right.
So,
his face looks like a colon.
That's
funny.
Got him.
Just kidding.
Anyways,
I liked his album Paper Trail. That was a fun album, but I'm not a big fan of modern day hip hop. I'm more of a big fan of Eminem. No, I'm just kidding. More of a big fan of like
Sugar Hill Gang.
No, Criss Cross and Salt and Peppa.
Okay,
or Peepa, however it's pronounced. So
you're what I hate about America. Yeah.
Yep.
So make sure you check out the new T.I. album. I'm just kidding.
Or not.
Or not. You know, whatever floats your boat.
I won't judge you at all if you don't.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're one of the people that writes me those fan letters, you don't have to include that in your fan letter.
Okay. All right. Now we're making up things about, like, fan letters and stuff like that. That's all I really have for music. There aren't that many releases, unless you're counting on those J. Beebs Christmas albums, or Michael Bublé is my parents' current favorite. They just play it really loud all the time.
I'm just really angry that there's not a Hanukkah album out right now.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll happen someday.
I'm just saying, like,
maybe.
It would be considerate.
Listening to the Hanukkah song on repeat is kind of boring.
Yeah, it does. Like, and they have, like, a whole Pandora station of Michael Bublé Christmas songs. I want a whole Pandora station of Garth Brooks Hanukkah song.
Garth Brooks.
I don't know, man.
My main man.
The main thing for this holiday season, as per usual, are the movies. It's Oscar season.
I was going to say Hot Wheels, but okay.
It's Oscar season. All the big movies come out that, you know, will be considered for Oscars and, you know, all the famous actors and whatever. So Nat's going to give you guys a little run through on a couple of those.
Yeah. Well, my personally most anticipated movie of the year still has not come out, and that is Django Unchained, which comes out on Christmas Day, and it's Quentin Tarantino's long-awaited follow-up to Inglourious Basterds, which is one of my favorite movies. I think it's an awesome movie. I think we all like that movie. And it's been described as a Southern as opposed to a Western, and it's kind of a movie that exposes what slave life was like in that time period, because it's not something that's generally shown in exposed in movies that are like action Westerns, you know. So
right.
This is
it's also action and comedy.
Yeah, it's also an action and comedy movie, although the Golden Globes put it in their nominations for best drama movies. I hear it's got some very dramatic moments, which are kind of unusual
for a
Tarantino, movie.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing so many.
It's more just violence, like,
yeah,
right,
violence
right.
And thriller type scenes. But I'm eagerly awaiting. It's got a great cast. It's got Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz, Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'm hearing Samuel Jackson does one of his best jobs in this movie too. So,
but yeah, I didn't see Inglourious Basterds. Should I not see Django Unchained?
Of course you should see Django Unchained. Random boy person that said that to me. It's just as imperative that you see Inglourious Basterds though, because that is, as Tarantino proclaimed in the last line of his movie, it is his masterpiece, although I think the majority of his movies are masterpieces. So, I mean, you can go in blind. I will say, if you haven't seen a Tarantino movie, that they are very violent, and there are some scenes that other people will find funny that you might find extremely grotesque or dramatic, but it's definitely worth it for people that are familiar with his movie.
All right, so moving on.
Les Miserables is coming out also on Christmas, or Les Miserables, as they say in Canada. It's a musical, an adaptation of an old French novel. It looks really good. It's gotten pretty poor reviews.
It's been mediocre.
I mean,
yeah.
Mediocre. It got nominated for, it's still looking like a lock for the Oscars, and it got nominated for a Golden Globe and whatnot. So, I mean, they're still, like, seriously considering it. But we should also remember last year what happened with War Horse, as well as Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. And both were movies that pretty much got critically panned and still were nominated for Best Pictures
right.
at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm personally going to check it out. I think it looks good. It's making a lot of top tens, but I also hear it's a very dense movie and not nearly as good. So, musical fans should check that out.
Yeah,
totally.
Because it's also a really successful Broadway play.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, a musical, yeah.
Yeah, musical, yeah. So also we've got Zero Dark Thirty, which is getting amazing reviews so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the whole Osama bin Laden terrorist plot deal and how it all went down.
What is that, like a 95 on Metacritic?
It's crazy
reviews. It's out of 99.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's like God.
Doesn't
that's
that
like the Godfather.
Doesn't that like barely happen?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And that's how.
It's like remakes and the Godfather.
Yeah, I've been reading some reviews that are calling it like one of the best like movies of the decade
mm-hmm.
so far.
Yeah,
best movie of the year is making a lot of top 10 lists.
When I saw the trailer, you know, 18,000 times, it didn't really seem like it was going to be that great.
Yeah,
but I guess they just were saving the good
yeah.
stuff for the movie, which is
yeah. And also, it's quite a long movie, and that's what I've noticed this year. There's a lot of long movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
We've also got The Hobbit for all you Lord of the Rings fans.
Not sure I'm going to check that one out.
I don't know. I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings fan myself.
I love the movies. I mean, I've only seen them like once or twice each, but I love them. But at the same time, like, the trailer didn't really do much for me. The reviews certainly aren't helping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not
kind of mediocre.
Yeah, they're not negative reviews, but it's not something that makes me want to see it in the theater.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, there's definitely like a huge subculture, like
yeah,
fan base.
I've been hearing that it's like one of the pre-selling movies of the year.
Yeah,
so it should make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And hopefully, maybe the sequels that are coming from it will be better. Like, I'm thinking maybe this was just a setup movie, so that's maybe why it's kind of mediocre.
Yeah,
and the next two will be better, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see about that one.
Finally, we've got This Is 40, the semi-sequel to Knocked Up,
mm-hmm. yeah.
also by Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
Looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw trailers and it looked pretty funny, but
yeah.
it's also, as a lot of the other ones, been kind of getting mediocre
mixed
reviews.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll
I've the mediocre reviews I've read have been like polar for me, like
mm-hmm.
opposites where like people love it or they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get nominated for best comedy at the Golden Globes.
It did?
It didn't, I don't
think.
Oh, it
didn't.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, the thing about Judd Apatow movies, I feel, is that, like, they can either be really funny or just kind of eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was, like, funny people.
Right.
It was pretty eh.
Right, whereas Knocked Up was, like, really funny.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And if you didn't... if you don't know, this follows, like, the family from Knocked Up that is, like, Paul Rudd and... What's her name? Leslie Mann. Leslie Mann. And they're kids, and I they do run in to Jason Segel at some point in the movie, right?
Yep.
And is Seth Rogen in it at all?
Not from what
I don't believe
now.
So.
Okay. Well, so it's like that side family from Knocked Up, and it just focuses on them turning 40 and their lives. And I mean, they're all great actors.
It's got Megan Fox in underwear. So
yeah.
Is that all she does now?
Yes.
That's her selling point, really.
Oh, she was great in Jonah Hex.
Nobody saw that movie.
I know.
That
was a joke.
I don't think you even saw that movie.
I own it on the Blu-ray.
Well, that's not something you really admit to people, so.
Never admit that she's a good actress either.
Dude, I saw Jennifer's Body. Actually,
yeah.
I didn't see Jennifer.
I saw Megan's body in that movie.
Stop.
Just stop.
Okay.
Shout out to Jonah Hex.
yeah.
It's our weekly or monthly or whatever shout out. If you want to get a shout out, just comment below. There have been zero so far. Except for Jonah Hex. He commented this. So, good on you.
I'd like to thank Sunny Nguyen for listening and not enjoying this podcast. We love you too, buddy.
I know you say you don't like it, but you're probably listening. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
If you listen to our podcast and you see us in the hallway, can you just come up to us and say, like, what password should they say?
You just punch us in the gut really hard.
No, don't do that. Say something like, go up to us and be like, Mockingbird, and then I'll know that you've listened to our podcast, and it can be our little secret. Do that.
Yeah.
Do that, so faithful listeners.
Never gonna happen. But,
nope.
You know, yeah, so that's all we've got for this week, and I guess next week, too. All you City High students, enjoy your winter break. And all you older people, enjoy your winter break.
Later's on the menji.
Yeah.
Mockingbird.
See ya, City High.